Hari Om Tat Sat. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text 12. Jai Vijay, cursed by the sages. Ame Sobhartu Ravasayam Alakshamano. Yusmad Yati Kramagatim Pratipadya Sadhya. Bhuyo Mamanti Kamitam Tadanugrahome. Yat Kalpatam Achirato Britayor Vivasa. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. These servants of mine have transgressed against you, not knowing the mind of their master. I shall therefore deem it a favor done to me if you order that, although reaping the fruit of their transgression, they may return to my presence soon, and the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. From this statement we can understand how anxious the Lord is to get His servitor back to Vaikuntha, back into Vaikuntha. Radha Madhava Sastaki Brinda Ki, Radha Mayapur Chandra Ki. This incident therefore proves that those who have once entered a Vaikuntha planet can never fall down. The case of Jai and Vijay is not a fall down. It is just an accident. The Lord is always anxious to get such devotees back to the Vaikuntha planets as soon as possible. It is to be assumed that there is no possibility of a misunderstanding between the Lord and the devotees. But when there are disruptions or discrepancies between one devotee and another, one has to suffer the consequences, although that suffering is temporary. The Lord is so kind to His devotees that He took all the responsibility for the doorman's offense and requested the sages to give them facilities to return to Vaikuntha as soon as possible. Text 13, no purport. Brahmavacha atatasyo satim devim rishikulyam saraswatim nasvadyamanyu dashtanam teshamatma pyatriptyata. Brahma continued, even though the sages had been bitten by the serpent of anger, their souls were not satiated with hearing the Lord's lovely and illuminating speech, which was like a series of Vedic hymns. So the Lord's speech, where He was glorifying the Vaishnavas and the devotees and this is the Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text 12, spoken at Sri Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir. And during the Jagannath festival, today is the 9th of July, 2008, 522nd year of Lord Gauranga. were on the eastern side of the Ganges, in Mayapur Dam. So the Lord is accepting that whatever His servitors had done, He is responsible. So He's begging for forgiveness for the mistake or the harshness that His secretaries had done to the four Kumaras by blocking them from Vaikuntha. It's quite amazing. For us here in Mayapur, who are in the holy abode of Lord Gauranga, in the temple of Radha Madhava, how important it is then for us to treat all the guests and residents with care, kindness, respect, friendliness, and the visitors also welcoming them. Because everything we do as a resident here of Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, then we're in one way or another representing the Lord. So it's very important that we represent Him appropriately. So these verses He's glorifying, especially how important to Him the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are. Even He says, I never want to do anything wrong to the Brahmanas. I'm ready to chop off my arm. It's inconceivable. The Lord took such a humble position. Unfortunately, sometimes I hear complaints that some of our workers or some of the guest house receptionists or someone may not always treat the exalted Vaishnavas and Brahmanas that are coming from around the world to Mayapur with as much respect as is appropriate. With this lesson, these verses by Lord Vishnu should be printed out. We know how much He wants to receive all His devotees with great respect and love. So in this verse, He said, My servants have transgressed against You, not knowing the mind of their master. As a servant, we want to do what Krishna will be pleased with. We need to know His mind. So here He is revealing how dear to Him are the different Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. In the purport, Prabhupada says, sometime amongst two Vaishnavas, there's some disagreement. And one of them, whoever is in the fault, has to take the consequences. But that's also a very heavy statement. I remember Prabhupada was saying that different things at different times. Sometimes he mentioned how this popular cliche that familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes by living together with each other, we become, just take their devotees as ordinary or for granted, and take them not very important. But we see here how Krishna takes all his devotees with a very great importance. And therefore, Prabhupada was concerned that sometimes the devotees have disagreements amongst each other. And once in 1977, in May, when he was preparing to leave the world, he mentioned that in the presence of my guru, his disciples were very respectful. But after he left, they started to fight. And so many fights in the Gaudiya Math. I was living here in Mayapur, we saw so many things. Prabhupada didn't want us to get involved in the fight. Or one time, when Brahmachari came to the temple with his head cut off, but somehow the jugular vein and the throat pipe were still attached, just the bone was cut, and his head is holding his head up. Fight in the Gaudiya Math with weapons. So he got the ambulance, took him to Krishnagar where they reattached his head to his body. And that's like the heaviest thing I ever saw. It's inconceivable. This ISKCON hasn't got to that level yet, but do have sometimes have disagreements. So Prabhupada was saying, but even my presence, my disciples, sometimes they disagree, they fight. And once in Hyderabad, he told the two there, if I go out and have a fist fight, just work it out and come back. So, Prabhupada, he mentioned that the way we can show how much we love him is how well we cooperate together. So if we have that respect, like in the Shikshastaka, third verse said, Manadena Amanena, that offer respect to others and don't expect respect for yourself. Usually it's the other way. We expect respect for ourselves, we don't want to offer respect to anybody else. We're always frustrated. But if you don't expect any respect, whatever you get, okay. But try to offer respect to everybody else. He's going to ask them, please bless, okay. He cursed them to fall down from their gatekeeper position. But he's saying, please return them to my presence soon. So the time of their exile from my abode may expire before long. So Krishna, he doesn't want to keep his Vishnu, Krishna, don't want to keep their devotees in the material world. Wanted to come back soon. So here Radha Madhava and the Ashtasakis. Radha Madhava this today has got a big golden flute. By playing his flute, by showing his beautiful form with his Priya Sakhi, Radharani, he's also attracting our mind. Hopefully everyone will have a desire to serve Krishna eternally. This Rath Yatra festival, the Lord comes into the street. To give everybody his darshan, to attract them to come back to the spiritual world. Just by pulling the rat, walking with the rat, singing, dancing before the rod, he gets so many blessings. One can even get back to Godhead in his lifetime just by a little service. So in Calcutta, how many went for the Calcutta Rat? Few. How many were here for Rath Yatra? How many were at Puri for the Rath Yatra? Somebody went to Puri. In Jagannath Puri, Calcutta, very hard to get the rope. One of my disciples once in Puri grabbed the rope and it pulled it so fast it cut across his belly and cut open his stomach. Had to go to the hospital, get stitches. And people are so eager to pull that rod, pull that rope. In Calcutta, when you say Jagannath Swami ki, they shout Jai and pull the rod. You have to be a very fast lady to keep holding the rod. Sometimes elderly ladies fall down and get caught in their sari. We have to put on the brakes. Jagannath Puri, there's no brakes. Just blocks of wood they put under the wheels. But in other places, generally it's the devotees who are pulling the rod. But here, not only ISKCON devotees, but so many members of the public are also devotees of Jagannath. They all come to pull the rod. In Los Angeles, it's known as a Muscle Beach, the Venice Beach. So there they got all the bodybuilders wearing their swim trunks and their big muscles, and sometimes they come and also pull the rod. They say, use your muscles, pull Jagannath, so they're pulling. This year in Atlanta, we had in Piedmont Park, park that Prabhupada used to walk in. They had a Rath Yatra. But that was a warm day, not many people in the park. It was all the members of our congregation and devotees from all over the southeast, different parts of the world. They're pulling the chariot. That's quite often what we see. In Serbia, they had a Rath Yatra in the forest. Because Serbia is not a very easy place, and some devotees sometimes got stabbed on Harinam. So doing the Rath Yatra there is safer in the forest. Or along the Hungarian border or something, but not in the main part of Serbia, at least not yet. They don't have. So there's all devotees pulling the rod, going up and down in the road, going through the forest. But also this year I participate in New York Rath Yatra. They start from Central Park in New York, go along the Fifth Avenue down to the Washington Square Park. I don't know how many devotees are there, 5,000, 10,000. But for a big span of Fifth Avenue, the Raths are going. I was somehow in India, they always put the big brother first to protect his sister, and little brother follows behind. So you have Balaram and Subhadra and Jagannath. But in America, they put Jagannath in the front, and then Subhadra and Balaram in the back. Because they say that, well, it was done like that before, and we don't want to change. In some places they've changed. Somehow I was given a chance to chant at the Balaram Rath, which was in this case in the back. And we had to keep moving. That was the only thing. Couldn't stop. Keep moving with the Rath. And there were all these NYPD, New York Police Department, on motorcycles, some of them have big tattoos and having a profile. But they'd pull up with their motorcycles and block the traffic so the routes could go by. I don't know what kind of blessing they get. And the whole Rath Yatra, some lady biker, police woman, and America has its own vibration. So they were, but they kept the roads free so Jagannath could go through the red light, could keep moving. In the front rath, they had the youth, ISKCON youth, jumping up and down and chanting very enthusiastically. So that was that's always inspiring rath, because New York is one of the important cities in the world, maybe the most important financial city. They claim that anyway. They say London's second. So here on this on the streets, Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra are going with all their devotees. So it's a very big statement. I don't know if they still have the show. Once I went to see the New York Experience, a multimedia show. And in the, just to see, because here we want to have exhibitions in Mayapur, Prabhupada said, so I wanted to see what that was like. And there in the middle of the New York Experience is some photos of the Rath Yatra. That this is a cultural statement that New York is open for as many different cultures, different festivities, different things happening. So the Hare Krishnas are part of the New York Experience by Prabhupada's mercy. Then somehow flew overnight and got in time in the morning for the London Rath Yatra. This year I got to the beginning of the Rath at the Hyde Park, and goes short route, maybe 2 hours, and gets to Trafalgar Square. So there are many people on the streets. London's very busy streets, and so many people pulling the raths, three raths. They had interesting rath, because like usually what happens in each rath, even in Calcutta, you have one kirtan party with a big, some kind of big mic. So New York it was like that, but in London it was their 40th anniversary, 30th anniversary, I forget now, 40th I think. They had maybe half a dozen kirtan parties between each rath. Smaller, but with some hand mics, some high-tech hand mics, not the ordinary cheapos. So there's so many kirtans going on. So I joined a couple kirtans. It was ecstatic. Trafalgar Square was packed with people. Maybe 20, 30,000, I don't know exactly. And I was busy talking to so many devotees, meeting God brothers and God sisters, and talking to new people and tourists from Korea and so many places around the world. So that somebody came and said, time to take prasad. I was too busy preaching. And then somebody came up and said, there's newspaper people waiting to speak to you, media people, very important preaching. So they... But actually it was a trick. I went there, there were no newspaper. People said, the only way to get you to take prasadam. Just tell you this. There's so many people. They have a stairway on the side of Trafalgar Square, and the rats are on the top, looking over the square. The base of the stairway, a little bit set back. They have a stage, and so many different dramas, and they had me. I spoke for some time there. Different sannyasis were speaking off and on between the dramas, programs. Very exciting, but somehow all their rats are festivals are one day. But in Durban, South Africa, they have 4 days, so they do it in every year at Easter. Good Friday till the Monday after Easter Sunday. But only here in India do I see this 9 day festivals. Like in Mayapur, Calcutta, where else? Of course, Puri, Bhubaneswar, few temples. Festival of 9 days. Calcutta, every day they're feeding maybe on average about 50,000 people. So for 7 days, over 300,000 people get prasadam. This year there are many different stalls, youth. People coming every day. And they have a youth forum, Namhat, children play, the floats, book stall, prasadam stall, question and answers, Bhakti Siddhanta Swami Maharaj, giving question and answers. He said this year all the questions, the time they would ask him, puzzling questions, I won't even mention it, just crazy questions. They said this year, they're asking good questions. They want to learn about Krishna. They want to learn about self-realization. So he's very happy. And around Calcutta they had, in Sodhpur, they had a Rath Yatra, 4 Rath Yatras in Madhyam Gram. They do it in the morning, 6 to 9, so they can finish the Rath Yatra and go to the Calcutta Rath. So there's so many Rath festivals I've been visiting, the different miniature festivals the Namhat devotees have been putting on. Day after Calcutta Rath, I went up to Kathmandu. They have a Rath Yatra there. Many youths, many people participating with a big stage program and Ramayan drama with the big heads like in Indraduna Maharaj's party and very interesting. 1 day festival. But lots of people. Don't know how many, but thousands and thousands. So like this, Prabhupada somehow, he made the Rath Yatra an important festival all over the world. 1968, I joined at the Rath Yatra time. The Prabhupada came, was in Canada because he didn't have a visa for America. Next year he came in 69. Then a bigger Rath Yatra going down Golden Gate Park. And somehow Prabhupada, he started dancing and danced along for almost more than an hour. Even though he was, at 69 he would be how old? 73, and everyone was surprised how he was dancing. So one of my godbrothers was to be in Mayapur, India a long time ago, Sravanananda Prabhu. He told me that he was driving Prabhupada that day back from the Rath Yatra. So he put Prabhupada, you know, helped him get in the car, got in the driver's seat. Like Prabhupada was just beaming, he was so ecstatic. And Prabhupada turned to him and said, did you see how beautiful Gaur Nitai were dancing amongst the devotees? Did you see how beautiful they were? So he didn't know what to say because he didn't see them. But Prabhupada was seeing Gaur Nitai dancing among all the devotees in this Rath Yatra in San Francisco in 1969. So there were Gaur Nitai, and that's why Prabhupada was must maybe a factor why he was dancing and jumping for hours in the Rath Yatra. More than it. So I don't know, did any of you see Gaur Nithai during the Rath Yatra? So Prabhupada ki!
No.
Prabhupada ki!
No.
So this Rath Yatra brings people together. I'm eternally indebted to Lord Jagannath because it was building the Rath cart. I got purified quickly in association with Jayananda Prabhu, and on the Rath Yatra day I shaved up and became a brahmachari. I think I owe everything to Jagannath and his devotees. Also in our temple when I joined in when I went to Montreal, our deity was also Jagannath. The Jagannath is still there in the present Montreal temple, but he's dwarfed by the big deities. At the time we had the small deities. Part of the Rath Yatra ceremony is to sweep the road. One year I was at the Birmingham UK Rath Yatra, and the Lord Mayor, they call the Mayor as Lord Mayor, and they address him as Your Worship. And he wears a big ribbon with some kind of emblem of the city around his neck, with all gold and silver. I don't know if it had, I can't remember if it had jewels, but it was very opulent. So then they requested him to sweep the road, that this was the custom followed by Rath Yatras, and originally Pratapa Rudra Maharaj and others, to sweep the road to make a smooth riding. So then he got the mic and he said, well, normally we have employees who are specifically for sweeping the road, and the mayor doesn't usually do this, but out of respect for your culture, I'll do it. So he took the broom and he was sweeping. He got into it so much. I mean, normally I think the king just sweeps it for like a few seconds, kind of a ceremonial sweep. But he was sweeping for 45 minutes, going along the route, sweeping and sweeping. He must have been feeling some real bliss by serving the Lord. So the Rath Yatras are something, real exchange of culture, especially transplanted to the West. People have never seen anything like this. This big rats. I think in Hawaii it was that they used to go take their rath along some parade they had. A national Lahui parade. Aloha Week parade. And so there along the Aloha Week parade they had Jagannath Rath Yatra going. And that was nationally televised so people all over America, different parts of the world could see Jagannath on the Aloha Week parade. There's, they got some prizes in the temple. There's these plaques giving them some award for their Rath Yatra float. It was considered like a float. A couple of years ago in La Paz, Bolivia, 4,000 meters above sea level. In the city parade of La Paz, they also had the Rath Yatra, and that was considered as a float in the Rath. They had dragon dancing before us and something else. After, there was Lord Jagannath. And people, when I remember when we went by, they were cheering, they were clapping. They didn't know what it was, Rath Yatra, but they liked it. They were clapping and cheering and they say, gracias, gracias. Muy bueno. Very good, very good. Thank you. So,
Huh?
How was that? On the July 4th, that's Independence Day Parade. The Rath Yatra is there every year. That's also nationally televised, right? So the July 4th is the... this year was July 4th, the actual day, actually. That's the, what they call, Independence Day of America from England. And so they have a big parade in Washington, the capital. And somehow we have a place in that parade with the Rath every year. And sometimes you can see picture of the Rath with the, what is that, the Capitol building or some monumental building behind in Washington. So Prabhupada, he said, we want to conquer by culture. So Rath Yatra is a part of our culture. Lord Chaitanya would dance before the Rath Yatra with his associates. They would have different kirtan parties, 7 kirtan parties, different parts, different sides of the Rath. See, like in Jagannath Puri, whenever the Lord's moving, they have people, whenever the Rath moves, boom, 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 they hit on the gongs. The Lord Chaitanya added this kirtan. Apart from beating on gongs and being very majestic and royal, they started the kirtan. So people would chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Along with the Rath. So our Jagannath at Rajapur, since he's already in Vrindavan, he said he didn't need a Rath. He just could do Snan Yatra. So he doesn't go on Rath Yatra. But getting a little bit old for that at 500 years. But that's not the reason. The reason is because he's already in Vrindavan. He's staying here. And Lord Jagannath Brahmins were being attacked by one Rakshasa called Raktabahu Asura. So the Brahmins are a bit afraid to be around there. They're being attacked by this demon. He's Raktabahu means bloody arms. He just devour Brahmins. He likes
Hari Mata Manohari Jad.
Banshees came up to Mayapur, a place where from Jagannath Puri. Then later when Indra Dumna went back, Jagannath Bahu, well, they're already self-manifest, more or less. That's in state government, media department, something like that. They actually came because in there, the Jagannath's original place in the new temple for the new Orissa. But here in Mayapur, Lord, so everybody gets a chance to pull in. So this verse says to get back to Vaikuntha, Yatra, fast track. So this is a great opportunity for Krishna. Impact. They put us on a road by ourselves. There was no traffic, and the whole road from both sides was filled up with people. But I remember our 6-lane road this year. Though that we should be very humbled by how the Lord has taken the responsibility for his servitor's mistakes and use that as an impetus to avoid mistakes, avoid mistreating any of the devotees. Try to be, understand the mood of the Lord and how dear the devotees are. I think that to a large degree, I don't say we can't improve, but to a large degree, at least during the Gaur Purnima festival, We've been trying to improve things, let devotees greet them with sandalwood palm, with garlands, and make them feel welcome. So this is in the mood of the Lord that He wants to welcome all His devotees. Some of you may not have, may have moved to Mayapur, not considering all these factors, but because this is the abode of the Lord, I'm sure that Krishna will be highly appreciative if you also take that mood of welcoming people that come here, helping them. I know sometimes people get bewildered, they don't know what the what to do, where to go to get some problem or some issue solved. So if everybody takes this mood, that'll be very appreciative by the Lord and make people feel very happy and welcome here in Mayapur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any questions? Comments? Prevention, of course, is better than cure. We're advised in many different seminars, leadership courses and devotee dealings, that we should try to always say nice things to devotees, even if we have, if we have to somehow we want to make a comment which is a constructive criticism or suggestion, that we should first say some appreciation, give our suggestion, and then say our another appreciation, so that people don't take it personally. So if we don't get personal, if we keep it more just constructive and principle-based, that would help things. Someone's a senior devotee said you can, then it's maybe not a junior devotee's position to correct them. But if there's some, they can ask questions. Prabhupada said it's not an offense to ask a question. Respectfully ask a question, my dear Prabhu, I respect you, you're a senior devotee. I look up to you as an example for my spiritual life, but that created a doubt in my mind if I could take your permission to ask you. It might be a sensitive question, but if you present it respectfully, properly like that, then it's not considered an offense, even if the person maybe put on the spot a little bit. Maybe he has an answer for whatever the question is. Maybe he has a good reason. We got caught in this huge traffic. The road to Calcutta is horrible now, I don't know. A lot of this big rain and traffic. I did two programs on the way. Got to the Habibpur Rath. Was all inundated with water. Gave the program there till about 11. Drove to Mayapur. Got here at 1:30. Got to take rest at 2. Some may say, why weren't you at Mangal Arati? But I was Getting here at 2, it was not possible to get up at 4. My van has a bed I could sleep in. I don't have my van now. The driver broke his leg playing soccer. Football. Sometimes someone may have an aunt. Sometime I do Guru Puja at the Samadhi. Sometime I do it here. Today, since I'm just here for the first time, I wanted to give my report to Prabhupada in the Samadhi. Like that. Someone may have a reply. But whatever it is. I remember I went with Prabhupada to Lalit Prasad Ashram. He's the brother of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Prabhupada asked him some questions, which were pretty intense. He wanted to develop Bhakti, you know, Thakur's birthplace, but they wouldn't let him. Then Prabhupada asked, isn't it sinful if somebody can't develop Bhakti, Vinod Thakur's birthplace, but doesn't let anybody else who could do it, do it? Isn't that offensive? There was a question. But it was Prabhupada said pretty intensely, but he said, if you ask us a question, it's not an offense. If you say that you're sinful, you're offensive, you're not letting, that's it. Then you're going, if it's a senior Vaishnava, you're going over the etiquette. But as a question, the same message gets across, but you're just asking a question. So he gets a reply. But some devotees might feel offended by a question or something, so. Here in Bengal, not everyone, but some devotees are very expert. Like someone comes up to you, Maharaj, may I ask you a question? You won't take offense if I ask you a question, Maharaj. Do I have your permission to ask you a question? Is it all right? You know, something's coming up, you know. But he's sugarcoating it, you know, so that he won't get any curses or anything. But so you learn that. Nobody's asked me that recently, but when I first came, I don't know, people would be very culturally correct, politically correct, etiquette correct when they would come and want to ask them maybe sensitive question. But if you already have a problem, we have our Vraja Bihari Prabhu started this ISKCON Resolve. And they teach people how to do mediation. I don't know how many mediators we have in Mayapur. But if there's any mediators, you could take their help and try to mediate it. We were, Kunteya, he's a teacher of mediators. He went to the third level. Black belt, three dan, or whatever you call it. He was giving a seminar in La Paz, Bolivia. And there were two devotees who hadn't talked to each other for like years. So he wanted to give a demonstration of mediation. He said, nobody can give the details outside, so I can't give too many details. But these two devotees, they volunteered. And it got pretty heated at some point. You did this, you did, you know. But he kept it like a carbon rod under control. And then at the end they realized, they broke down, the one guy broke down crying and said, please forgive me, I misunderstood. They embraced each other, paid the dandavat. I don't know if it always works out like that, but that one was really successful. So sometimes we can use this mediation. Otherwise just humbly go and say, Prabhu, did I offend you in some way? Why are you feeling, you know, I sense that you're like angry with me or you don't talk to me anymore. Maybe I offended you, please. You can try the direct way, see if that works. I mean, the Jai Vijay didn't get too much of a chance. They stopped the four Kumaras. They were immediately cursed. Vishnu came and apologized for them. Must have been pretty embarrassing. So, Prabhupada said, now, I mean, Here the Brahman is going up to the spiritual world. Now you want to go any little country, any place, where's your visa, where's your passport, how many traveler's checks do you have? Prabhupada says, like a dog barking, vroom, vroom. You know, don't enter. Marco Polo would never have been around the world, you know. Those days there was no visas, passport, you just go traveling. And so now we have United Nations, but there's so many restrictions. Because I became an Indian citizen, now everywhere I go I need a visa. I got like a stack of 5 passports, 6, filled with visas. Every 6 months I go through a new passport. Maybe a year or 6, depends how big one they give me. So where is the United Nations? In some countries like Finland, the country population is going down because they don't like to have babies so much. So they're offering $5,000 to have baby, 5,000, whatever, the marks, euros, something to have a baby. Slovenia, they give 13 months paid leave if you have a baby. But in India, they're saying two parents, one baby. Crazy world. Here, if you pay people $5,000 to have, you know, 2 lakhs of rupees to have a baby, without paying the rabbi, with payment, you flood the world. You can export families to Finland. Okay, thank you very much.